Okay, look at the Torah, Drushim for Rosh Hashanah, page Nun Dalid, first column, third of the way down. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that in Rosh Hashanah we have to proclaim Hashem as king, and the only way we can make him as king is through the level of Bittul and Kabbalah, so Malchus Shemayim, that instead of being involved in worldly things which causes Prikas Oil, but like he says, Malchus Chamachus Kol Olam, and realize it's only a tzimtzum, and Semech Hashem Chol Neflim, and Hashem, you know, helps us all. And he gives his eyes are his, everybody their eyes are to Hashem, because that's the real will of the Jew. And the last thing that the Rebbe said was, because the Hamshachas is through Torah Mitzvahs. Okay, we're going to start like 10 lines in the top of the page, 11 lines in the top of the page. These few lines we learned. The way to bring down this will of Hashem, to reveal the level of Malchus, is b'chol hashana, a whole year, through Eisek HaTorah Mitzvahs. By occupying yourself in Torah Mitzvahs a whole year, which is the will and the wisdom of Hashem. The will of Hashem, which comes into Chochmah, meaning Hashem's will, which is higher than world, comes into the level of Chochmah. Shem Bechin is time and mitzvah, which refers to the reasons of the mitzvahs. She is galul, also will be revealed when Mashiach comes. Now, we don't know the reason for most mitzvahs, for a lot of mitzvahs. La'atzad Lavi, it says, Mashiach comes, everybody's going to understand the real reasons of all the mitzvahs, which is Amshachas Erein Tzav Baruch, which is the infinite revelation of Hashem, Hagon is B'chol Mitzvah, which is hidden in every mitzvah, for B'chinosev Erka, meaning like this, the mitzvahs are the will of Hashem. What's the real reason of the mitzvah of Hashem? We don't know until Mashiach comes. But right now, there is the will of Hashem, the infinite level of Hashem's will, which comes into the level of Elokus, into Chochmah, and therefore we do the mitzvahs. So what happens? By doing mitzvahs a whole year, which is the will of Hashem, we reveal that level of Hashem, which is the will of Hashem, i.e. higher than Chochmah, higher than world, into worlds. Generally speaking, it's the level of Elokus which is revealed in Chochmah. So in other words, he says like this, you want to bring down Elokus into the world by doing the Mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is the will of Hashem, which comes into the understanding of Hashem, or Torah, which is the understanding of Hashem. It's the higher level of Elokus coming into world, the reason of the mitzvah coming in to the chokhmah of the person, of the worlds. And therefore, when a person does a mitzvah, simply speaking, they bring down Elokus in the world. That's the way you want godliness in the world. It's only by doing Torah mitzvahs. There can't be any other way, by the way. Therefore, Chazal said, because minatera, there's no concept besides Birchas Hamazon, and according to many opinions, Birchas HaTorah, all mitzvahs are rabbinic. That means, biblically, I don't make a bracha when I do a mitzvah. The Chachamim came and said, you make a bracha. Why did the Chachamim establish the concept of brachas before doing a mitzvah? I understand, before eating, before benefiting from the world, you say thank you. You know, before and after, thank you. And so that makes sense. But why did the Chacham institute a bracha before doing a mitzvah? Like, what's the purpose? You do the mitzvah, you bring down Elokus. He says the purpose is, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kidshanu B'mitzveis V'tzivanu Pirush Ki Ka Ki Bracha V'Hamshacha Meratzin Elyon Liyas Havaya Elokeinu V'Liyas Melech Ha'olam. In other words, what do we say basically? That we're bringing down Atah Hashem Elokeinu into Melech HaElam, into the world. Right? We're bringing the level of Atah into Hashem Elokeinu, into Melech HaElam. Why is that? Because Asher Kedishonu B'mitzveisa. Because Asher means that, Asher means because, the word asher has many different interpretations. So the bracha is like this. Why did Chum make the bracha? Because the bracha means like this. Bringing down Ata, the essence of Hashem, into Avaya, into the infinite level of Hashem, into Elokeinu, into us, and then it becomes king of the world. Now, how is a Jew able to do that? So the bracha continues, Asher, because Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysa, Shamshachas Kiddusha Elyim, v'chach me'ilah, because bringing down this level of Kiddush of Hashem and the level of Chachma v'atzilis is b'mitzvaysav aleinu, when he commanded us to do mitzvahs. Meaning, because Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu, because he commanded us and sanctified us by doing the mitzvahs, that's why we are able to bring down through mitzvahs that level of Atah Hashem Elokeinu into Melech HaOlam. Okay, in other words, there has to be, the Alter Rebbe had said an expression, it's a famous expression of the Alter Rebbe, Ilu Tzivanu Lach Teveitzim. If God would have commanded us as a mitzvah to chop wood, chopping wood would be a mitzvah. What did Alter Rebbe mean by that? Every mitzvah accomplishes something. He didn't explain. Hashem, the mitzvahs are Hashem's limbs. Right? The 248 mitzvahs are the 248 limbs of Hashem. What's the inyan of a limb? A limb is to bring down the power of the neshama into that particular limb. Right? If you don't have a limb, you can't bring down that power of the neshama into your body. God forbid, if a person, God forbid, doesn't have a hand, you can't bring down the power of the neshama for the hand, because there's no vessel for it. So what's the inyan of a limb? A limb is the vessel to bring down the power of the neshama. What's the inyan of a mitzvah? The inyan of a mitzvah is the vessel to bring down the power of Hashem into the world. So the Alter Rebbe says basically like this. Even if the Hashem would command us to chop wood, meaning there's absolutely no significance in chopping wood. You don't bring down a local, whatever. The fact that Hashem commanded us to do it, that would bring down Elokus into the world. It's not what he's commanding us to do. The fact that he commanded us to do it. And therefore, all brachas, no matter how important the bracha, the mitzvah is the same bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvah V'tzivanu. Then you'd say what the particular mitzvah is. But the whole concept, and therefore the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you can't evaluate mitzvahs more important, less important. The Alter Rebbe is saying over here that the fact that Hashem commanded us to do it, Asher Kiddushanu, sanctified us by commanding us to do it, making us the chosen nation, by the way, that we were chosen to bring down this level of Elokus in the world by doing mitzvahs. If a guy would put on tefillin, he doesn't do it. There's no kedusha coming into the world if a guy puts on tefillin or benches lulav or listens to shofar. There's nothing happening. We were chosen, sanctified by Matan Torah, that we have the ability to do mitzvahs. So that's how we bring down Elokus into the world. And therefore, he says, Lachen nikra mach bikudim. Therefore, the 248 mitzvahs are called the machi vorm, the mach of the 248 limbs of the king. Peter Shevon, what does it mean, limbs? Lies malka. Okay, meaning a varm de malka, limbs the keli for Hashem to be a king. A king needs a nation. A king needs a nation. So in order to be a king, there has to be limbs to bring the king into. There has to be a keli. Ve'ivarim Peter sham shachas, it means bringing down a lukutz. Yeah, he said, if he commanded us to do it, that would do it, just because he commanded us.
Yeah, I understand, but there's no limb here.
There's what?
There's no limb.
I understand, but that would be...
No,
the Rebbe is saying the concept is, the reason why it happens is because he commanded us to do it, therefore we are able to do it. So even though chopping wood doesn't accomplish any spiritual whatever, right? But nevertheless, the fact that he commanded us to do it makes that happen, even if there's no purpose in the thing. It's just that he commanded us. The fact that he commanded, like Dalter Rebbe explains in Tanya, a super great king has no connection to peasants whatsoever. And one day the king calls in the peasant and says, do this and this, and the peasant does it. There's a relationship was created. Even though logically a king and a peasant have no connection. Hashem is this infinite God, and we are this finite, tiny, nothing creatures. So l'cheira, how do we have this connection? Hashem says, he calls us in, i.e. Matan Teira, and he says, okay, do mitzvah ABC 613. So that creates the connection which comes from Hashem, because finite can never become infinite. Because Hashem kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu, therefore the fact that he commanded us, that makes us the ability to bring down the salukus. Therefore, why did Chazal institute the bracha mitzvahs? Because how the bracha explains, how are we able to bring down this level of alukus into us? Because kidshanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu, he sanctified us and gave us the opportunity to bring it down, and therefore we are able to do it because it comes from him. He commanded us to do it. He said, "Kamei al derech mashu, however, a regular limb of a body, hamshach is this pasha sechayis hil nefesh beguv migili kol sechayis beroishim meichin." Just like that, all the chayis is in the brain, right? You learn that the neshama reveals itself first in the brain, then. But that's generally speaking, right? That's in potential. Then the hand brings down that power from the general chayus of the head into actuality. So the same way mitzvahs at the level of chachmila, that allows it not only to come into atzilus, but we, by doing a mitzvah, bring it down into melech ha'olam, into the world. So how do we reveal elokus in the world the whole year? Malchus beratzim, by doing mitzvahs every day. But that's the details. How do you bring down b'chal Hashem to be king? That's Rosh Hashanah, Shefer, Binyan Amalchus, Psukim, you know, Musaf, that old stuff. V'zeu in your mitzvahs, Sviches Kavanam. That's why mitzvahs need to have Kavan intent. Sha mitzvahs, Yesh, Bahem, Beis, Bechines. There's two levels in mitzvahs. One is, Kachu mitzvahs HaMelech Shetziva Aleinu. One is the mitzvahs that he commanded us to do it. And Beis, he Kavanasa, the Kavan of the mitzvah, which primarily is the neshama, the life of the mitzvah. Tami mitzvah behem val yodam nimshech ein tzav baruch hamelubish b'chinas chachmila, to bring it down into the world. To bring it down into the world. So therefore, what's the Alter Rebbe saying? When a Jew does a mitzvah, that's the way you reveal elokus in the world. On a daily basis. Without that, you can't do it. And therefore, in the bracha itself, we mention, basically, what we are accomplishing by doing the mitzvah. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, "V'inyan l'shem yichud kusha b'richu shchintei." This is the concept of uniting kusha b'richu and shchina.
And then, would the word exist if there are no mitzvot?
No. It did at the beginning of creation, because chafetz chesed hu. First 26-20 generation, kilo elom chazdei. But after Matan Torah, the world cannot exist without mitzvahs. Obviously, world could exist without mitzvahs, because for the first 26 generations, it did.
Well, we have seven noach laws.
Yeah, but that doesn't bring down kedusha in the world. The seven noach laws are all negative, and none of them bring down, well, even the positive one, of making a court system, that's to civilize the world. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei neach, when a guy does them, is to civilize the world. It doesn't bring down kedusha in the world.
It's here. Nothing to do with that.
Not down here. Like we said, you have to run an office. It has to be...
Understood. they know it too. Some of them know it.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
I was just saying this would make a good translation.
This what would make
this? Farsi, it's not Farsi.
He's giving me a command.
That?
To do something.
His lack of sugar, Rabbi, he has a new diet.
Shchinta is the level of the mitzvahs, which is the level of Mamalu Kolavin, Shchina Malchus. Kodesh Abrichu is the level of Zohar, Kodesh Yomovdol, Sefer Kolavin. And therefore, what's the mitzvah? Bechinas Hamshach Tzarentav Shinimtza B'mitzvah Zu. Therefore, it's Archlias Bechinas Yichud. You need to Yichud, Kodesh Abrichu Shchinta. The actual mitzvah, with the Kavan of the mitzvah, the Sefer, with the Mamala. That when a person does a mitzvah because Hashem commanded us to do it, not because it's logical, not because it makes sense, not because it's traditionally nice, he says, "Ki mitzvah samelchi, do it because the king commanded." Shadum is galib benafshim, becomes revealed in his nefesh. Erin said, "Baruch Hu Nimshach b'mitzvazu." Okay, so the way you bring down, that's why we mentioned some chassidim of the Tzemach Tzedek went to the Kotzke Rebbe, who's the predecessor of the Gerer Rebbes. But the Kotzke Rebbe asked the chassidim of the Tzemach Tzedek, how do you define according to chassidus, the bracha baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? So they told him, like we just learned, Baruch is to bring down the level of Atta, the essence, into Avai, into Lakenu, into Mezvidiz Melach. So he says, now I understand why you guys don't say L'Shem Yichud Kutshe Bricho Shchintay. Because when you make the bracha, that's exactly what the L'Shem Yichud Kutshe Bricho Shchintay is. And therefore, the Rebbe Rasham is Samach to Samach, which was in my morning by the Friedrich Rebbe's Chasnum, which was this past week. The Rebbe Rashab explained that the concept of a bracha is to bring down the level Ata, Havai, Elokeinu, to Yichud, Kutshe, Bricho, Shchinte, infinite Elokus with finite Elokus. So he said, now I understand why you guys don't say L'Shem Yichud. So the Rebbe Rashab writes in that Maimer that once a day, to verbally say clearly before Baruch Shamar, we say it for the day. But most people say before every mitzvah, L'Shem Yichud Kutshe Brishcha, before they put on tefillin, tzitzis, whatever, we don't do it. Okay, this is, until now in Aleph, the Alter Rebbe is explaining what's supposed to be. Ach mi shebegayim b'teiro mitzvahs, but a person who blemishes teiro mitzvahs, heim b'sur meirav heim b'asei teif, whether it's not keeping negative or positive. Every person based on what they know within themselves, what they keep and what they don't keep. And now the problem is he doesn't bring down that level of Elokus. The whole level of Elokus is brought down through Torah Mitzvahs. What happens if you blow a few? You don't keep any, you don't keep some, whatever. So how do you make that up? So he says, "Ini bezel yisem milus Rosh Hashanah v'aseres yimei tshuva." That's where your Rosh Hashanah v'aseres yimei tshuva come into play. Shebehem val yodam yom shechratzen el yim baruch hu. That Rosh Hashanah and aseres yimei tshuva bring down that level of elokus that you missed even by not doing mitzvahs during the year. How? Ubir in yinzem, to explain this whole concept. Ine tzarech lahov, and we need to understand. Eich yesh keyach b'tshuva l'sakin kol abgamim shebitul b'mitzvah asay. The Alter Rebbe is going to speak now as follows. L'chayri asks a question. How could tshuva, I'll jump the gun a little bit. He says, for a negative mitzvah, tshuva could work. But for a positive mitzvah, the Alter Rebbe is asking, how could tshuva work? Meaning, you eat chazer, okay? So you brought evil on yourself. Okay, to use physical words. You get dirty. So you get dirty. What do? You can take a shower. You wash your clothing. Bring it to the laundromat. That makes sense. You got dirty. You can clean off the dirt. But if I didn't bring down Kedusha by doing tefillin or tzitzis or whatever, how can tshuva help me to bring down something that can't be anymore? If somebody doesn't put on tefillin yesterday. Okay, so they're going to do tshuva. From now on, I'm going to put on tefillin. But yesterday's tefillin you didn't get.
It's gone.
Like the Gemara says, mover shel yochel iskin is a pasuk, corruption that you can never rectify. The Gemara says, you missed Shema, you missed tefillin, whatever it is. So l'chein, how could tshuva help? He says, hine b'mitzvus leisaseh. If he didn't have a konolikategech, he gets a prosecutor against him, like it says in Pirkei Avos. Okay, so he says, "Me'achas sheyoshev al Hashem v'yirachameu." Now you do tshuva, meirer achmir rabim lemaylo, and then you get the mayim tohelim, the pure waters that washes away this dirt. That makes sense. Like it says, "V'zarakti aleichem mayim tohelim utahatem." Well, like it says, Imrochat Hashem, if Hashem will wash the dirt of Bnei Tzion, of the Jews, Shaydeza Emrim, Mechev Ahave Psho'enu, erase our sins. Shaydeza Meichel Mavir Apeshev Akateger. Okay, he washes off the prosecution. Kumay Mevarish, or Kula Bashan Techliki Savit, Kumesha Kazu Ruachat Toma Avim in order. So the Altarebbe says, I understand by negative mitzvah, you're able to do tshuva because you wash off what you got. Avo mitzvah say, but a positive mitzvah, shehem amshoch, sevar in the mouth, which is bringing down the limbs of the king. But now that you missed a day of tefillin, you missed that day of hashpah, how can you do it through tshuva? Liyishlemes hashpah, milich hasreinim. Tshuva can erase what you did. But how can tshuva make done what's undone? Okay, so we learned this question many times. In fact, Chassidus says about Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, how in the world was he able to go to Olam Haba if he didn't have any mitzvahs? He wiped away all his averis, but the negative stuff, but he didn't do any positive mitzvahs. Okay, so we learned already in other places, but this is the source of it, by the way, that Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, there's a level of tshuva that's so great, not only does it wipe away what you did, it can even make done what's undone. Which is pretty great, if you think about it. So he says like this. So Achinik Sivit says in the Pasik, Mima'amakim Kurasicha Hashem, out of the depths, okay, I call you out, I call out to you Hashem. What does it mean? Liyez Kurasicha Mehelim Elagilu. Because I call Hashem from the concealment to the revealed, to be to have a level of Avaya, Hainu Amshach, Asashbazevar, the Malkai, Demi Mamakim. We say in davening, I mean, it's in Tillim, but we say it in Davim. We say it Aseres Yemei Tshuva before Yishtabach. I mean, after Yishtabach, right? Mimamakim Kerasich Hashem, out of the depths, I call you Hashem. Mimamakim means from the depths, from the concealment. Kerasicha, I call you. And like we learned, calling means he comes to the level of Havaya. If you didn't do the mitzvah, but you're in the depths and you feel the depths and you call out to Hashem, you can accomplish what you didn't. By the way, it's a very interesting thing. If you look in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, when the Gemara speaks about a chazan, it says always, Yered lefnei hateva. He goes down to the Amid. It always is Yored lefnei hateva. He goes down to the Amid. When you get called to the Torah, it's called Aliyah L'Torah. Why is Aliyah called Aliyah L'Torah? I'm talking about simple, not Kabbalistically. Simple halacha. Why is this, or just language. Why is a chazan davening called Yored Lifnei? He goes down. And Aliyah, so it says, because in the olden times, the minig was, the chazan stood lower than everybody else in the shul. Because it is pasuk. Mima amakim, out of the depths, I call you God. He's representing the community. So when he's standing lower, that's out of the depth. The Torah, the Bima, most times was with steps up. So you had to go up to the Aliyah. Physically, I'm talking about just physically. Kabbalistically, Aliyah, your Eila, the Neshama is Eila in all the world, and da, 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 da. What? Because we're in Dred anyway, it doesn't matter. We're all the way down, you don't need to go down. We're down plenty. So he says, but thou ever say, this is the makim, meaning, how do you bring down? That normally what you bring down to mitzvahs, that's the level, mima'amakim. And interesting, mamakim is out of the depths, plural. We don't say me'emek karasi Hashem. Mima'amakim means from the depths, plural. There's an up there depth, and there's a down here depth. Meaning, there's Eimek HaElyon, there's the depth of Elokus, which is Rots and HaElyon Shalem Maila Maila B'chinis Ishtaushens, which is infinitely greater than the worlds. Hamiz Galibis Rusa Delisata Delibir Rots and HaElyon Ben Nefesh. The Alter Rebbe says like this, there's a depth up there. What do you mean depth? You can't reach it through Torah Mitzvahs. There's a level up there that you can't reach through Torah Mitzvahs. And therefore, Torah Mitzvah doesn't change that level. But tshuva, when you reach the depth of the Jew, reaches the depth of Elokus. The depth of Elokus represents, just say by a person, the depth of the neshama, the yechidah shebenefesh, is a level that's not affected by what we do. You're a Jew, pintaliyid, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. Yechidah benefesh is always perfect. There's a level of depth in Elokus that it's so great and deep in Elokus, it's totally irrelevant to what you do. Depth of the Neshama reaches the depths of Hashem, which is above positive and negative in it, and therefore when you reach that level, doing and undoing is exactly the same thing because it's above it. If doing and undoing are the same thing, and you reach that level, then the undone is done, because there's no difference between doing and undone, done and undone. That's the level of Mimab Makim Vasasi Mechua. What? You want to sponsor the class?
Yes.
Avram Aradi is sponsoring the class. Shkoyach. Okay. Then the done.